1993, when Willie Nelson was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, he told the audience there should be more than one inductee into the hall each year. He added, "They don't have Ray Price in there yet. They don't have Carl Smith. There's a bunch of them that aren't in the Hall of Fame that are long overdue." Someone must have been listening, for in 1996, there will be three new members inducted into the Hall of Fame in Nashville. The late Patsy Montana, Buck Owens, and Ray Price. The possibility of multiple inductions will remain in effect for several years and could continue indefinitely. On this special edition of Ron Barlow's Country Cavalcade, we salute the new inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm a gonna be a big star. Might win a lot, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you are plain to see. Biggest fools ever, it's a big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Alvis Edgar Owens Jr., born on August the 12th, 1929, in Sherman, Texas. The statistics speak for themselves. Buck Owens had 15 consecutive number one records between 1963 and 1967, a total of 20 between 1963 and 1974, and 26 other singles which made it into the top 10, including both sides of his 1964 single, My Heart Skips a Beat and Together Again, which switched number one and number two positions at one point. He epitomizes the Bakersfield sound of the 1960s, a form of honky-tonk music that originated with the Texas and Oklahoma refugees who relocated to California during the Depression. Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, and we'll be hearing more from these guys in just a few minutes. In fact, we'll have Buck talk about some of his most famous songs. But next on the list, Ray Price. Ray Price, who comes from Cherokee County in Texas. Born January the 12th, 1926. Ray Price, one of the ones who would be considered a person who swam against the prevailing current. When rock turned Nashville on its ear, Price, who was Hank Williams' best friend and very close protege, ignored it and the Nashville sound. He went on to create some of the rawest, most wrenching, emotional honky-tonk music ever made, a style and a sound that lives on today in George Strait's music, and in the music of many other of the stars of country music today. In July 1952, Ray Price had his first big hit song, a song called Talk to Your Heart. It went to number 11 on all the charts. Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys.
When your
midnight with the world locked outside. Have a talk to your heart about me. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart. My life in just one day. I'm waiting to hear what your heart will say. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart. Happiness when you open your door and let me come in. If you're told that it's right that we stay apart, then let me come in and talk to your heart.
One of the inductees into the 1996 class into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was Ray's very first big hit recording, Talk to Your Heart, actually recorded February the 14th, 1952. Here's Buck Owens now, another of the inductees, one of the three who will be taken into the Country Music Hall of Fame, October 1996. And Buck talks about probably one of his most famous songs. A song that went to the top of all the charts, but it was a novelty song that really caught on with both the country music fans and the fans of popular music. And he tells about how he came to write and record this famous song, a song about a tiger by the tail.
Down in Texas, Holland Howard and his wife Jan came and visited with me in 1964, and I'd been seeing this put a tiger in your tank for some time, and so I'd been riding Holland for the whole 4 days they was touring with me to let's write a song called Tiger by the Tail. Well, one day Jan driving, I'm strumming my guitar, and Harlan pitches the lyric up there. It had 12 lines to it, and he'd written across it, Tiger by the Tail. I started singing it, and the rest of it's history.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Thank you.
found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens, his Buckaroos, and of course, Don Rich singing along with Buck. And it was quite a shock to Buck when he lost Don in a motorcycle accident in the 1970s, and actually was the beginning of Buck slowing down and getting out of recording and actually spending more time with the Hee-Haw Show, and finally retiring from that and going into the many business interests that he had. But it was Don Rich's vocalizing and help. Don led the band, did harmonies with Buck, and was one of his closest friends. His loss was devastating to Buck and his career. We return now to Ray Price, another inductee to the Hall of Fame, and in 1953, he recorded this song. It turned out to be a big hit for him. Later, you may remember, the same song was recorded by Tom Jones and went to the top of the pop charts. But in 1953, the original, as recorded by Ray Price.
Please release me, let me go. I don't love you anymore. To love together.
Cowboys, and one of his biggest hits, recorded in 1953. Another of the reasons Ray Price will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Well, let's go back now to Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, and again, Buck is going to talk about one of his songs, perhaps one of the biggest songs ever recorded by Buck and the Boys, a song that, well, he's going to tell you about.
You know, trying to find a song to follow act naturally with was a big problem. I remember I was writing songs, and Bonnie did a tour with me. I sang her that little song up in Indianapolis, and I remember she said, "Are you going to record it?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And she said, "Well, if you don't record it, I want to." Well, you know, knowing Bonnie and what a down-to-earth person Bonnie always has been, she perked up my little attention meter, and I thought, I better look at that the second time, and as it turned out, I guess it was my biggest chart record.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again.
Goins and the Buckaroos, and Love's Gonna Live Here Again. And as Buck pointed out, that is one of the biggest songs which he ever recorded. Buck and the Boys moving us along as we continue to salute the new inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ray Price in 1956 came back with another very strong song and another number one song on the country music charts across the nation. Ray Price and Those Crazy Arms.
Thank you.
listening to Ron Barlow's Country Cavalcade and our salute to the new stars that are going to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. One of those stars, Buck Owens' first top 10 single, came in 1959. Later was top 10 again for the other male member of the Country Music Hall of Fame to be inducted, Ray Price. But this also was Buck's first song to become a country music standard. Buck took the idea, he said, for the song from a rhythm and blues song that he had heard while listening to his radio living in Washington State between 1958 and 1960. He wrote it, recorded it, and his first top 10 tune called Under Your Spell Again.
You got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You got me dreaming those dreams again, making those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time. I swore the last time that you let me down that I wouldn't see you if you came around. But I can't tell my heart what's right or wrong, and I've been so lonely since you've been gone. You've got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time.
Recorded in 1959. Now let's go back to Ray Price. A few minutes ago we heard Ray Price's great song Crazy Arms from 1956. Also in that same year, he came up with another number one song, recorded actually at the end of the year in September of 1956, when Ray had a new heartache about an old sweetheart.
Down. I hate to admit
songs that took Ray Price to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, there is a third member to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame that we have yet to talk about. This is Patsy Montana, born Ruby Blevins, October 30th, 1914, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and best remembered for her 1935 hit recording of I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. That song reportedly sold nearly a million copies and was the first major country hit to be recorded by a female. She had earlier recorded with country legends Stuart Hamlin and Jimmy Davis and was appearing as a regular on the National Barn Dance on WLS Chicago when she recorded that great hit song. She would continue to record songs with Western themes and appeared in several Western short movies and was a feature film star in Colorado Sunset with Gene Autry in 1939. In the 1940s, she recorded for both Decca and RCA Victor, but the style of country music was changing from Western to honky-tonk, and her career began to fade. Patsy continued to make appearances and make herself available as one of country music's most visible pioneers until her death in 1996. Here is her most memorable recording, the song that took her to superstardom in 1935. Patsy Montana, I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart.
West of the Great Divide, I wanna hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life that I love best. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The wind in my face, thousand miles from the city lights, going the cowhand pace. I wanna pillar my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I wanna strum my guitar and yodelay. Oh, that's the life that I love.
Cowboy's Sweetheart, a giant in 1935 for another inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Miss Patsy Montana. Now let's get back to Buck Owens, and this was the last recording Buck was to do. It's interesting to note that he was coaxed out of retirement by Dwight Yoakam, one of the young country singers who was beginning to make himself known and his music felt in the late 1980s. He went to Bakersfield in 1988 and talked to Buck about doing an old song. Actually, Buck had first recorded this song in 1972. Well, Dwight talked to Buck, and here's what happened.
You know, one day my secretary came in and said, "That boy's out here again." And I said, "What boy?" And she said, "Homer Joy." She said, he's going to wait, and, you know, he's been here 10 times. And so I finally said, "Well, send that boy in here. Let me talk to him." And the songs that he wrote, was one of them was called Streets of Bakersfield, which he had written while he was trying to see me there in those 10 days. And I liked that song, and I recorded it, put it in an album. And when Dwight Yoakam came along, I gave him the song, and he invited me to come down to Hollywood and do the song with him. And, of course, I guess the rest is history, Streets of Bakersfield.
And it was quite a song. In 1989, it went up onto all the country charts. The Streets of Bakersfield, Buck Owens and his friend Dwight Yoakam. Now, Buck recently underwent throat surgery and is reportedly well recovered. In fact, is doing a few appearances now around Bakersfield, and there is a possibility that he may return to recording. In the meantime, he becomes a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with Ray Price. Ray Price and his Cherokee Cowboys and that hard-driving sound that he did so well with in the late 1950s. 1957, it was a big song for Ray Price and his Cherokee Cowboys, a song that was recorded in the middle of the year and by the end of the year had gone number one on the country charts.
Keep pretend. I wish I had you back again. Oh, nothing else means half as much as you. Our world seems to die the day you said goodbye. And I can't forget no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you. My eyes keep searching for you. My lips keep calling for you. And my shoes keep walking back to you.
Another of the great songs that has taken Ray Price to the pinnacle of success in country music, induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Along with Ray Price, we'll see Buck Owens, inducted into the Hall of Fame, one of the most successful country music recording stars of all times. In 1960, he had a very strange thing happen. Buck noticed an ad in a music trade publication about an album that had come out featuring Bob Wills and Tommy Duncan. The album was called Together Again because these two great stars were together again on an LP for Liberty Records. The title stuck in Buck's mind, and one night, years later, lyrics suddenly came to him. He got out of bed and wrote the song at his piano, conceiving it as merely a B-side to a song that he had written called My Heart Skips a Beat. Everybody was amazed to see both sides of that single reach number one. At one point on Billboard's country music chart, My Heart Skips a Beat was number one. Together Again was number two. The next week, the positions reversed. A week later, the positions reversed again. A very rare occurrence in country music when both sides of a record went to number one on the charts. Buck Owens and the Buckaroos had scored a first.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Montana, the new inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. One of my favorite Ray Price songs came out in May of 1958. written by a young man who was working as a newspaper reporter in Georgia. He wrote the song because one evening after work, he was walking down the streets and noticed the beautiful city lights. He wrote the song, sent it to Ray Price. Ray Price recorded it. It became a number one song for him and introduced the world to the talent of Bill Anderson, a song called simply City Lights. But turned out to be a big hit for Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys. Another one of Buck's very interesting songs is about a place that he used to work. It's called Sam's Place. Buck and Don played Sam's Place, a Richmond, California honky-tonk. They say in reality it was a far wilder place than it is indicated in the song. Tell you what, let's let Buck tell the story.
Well, you know, an old friend of mine that I wrote a lot of songs with called Red Simpson from right here in Bakersfield. We discussed this place that I used to play at up in Richmond, California, and it was called simply Sam's Place. It was a place that it had some history, you know. So one day, Red is out at my house, out at the ranch, and he and I writing on songs, and he sang me a little bit of his start with Sam's Place, and with my daddy's help, he was mowing the lawns there that day. I remember well. His contribution was Cincinnati, and so we finished that song that very day, and I've always been proud of it.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place. For that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Jimmy shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big
zombies in Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Today. There's old Jimmy shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Chick Hoochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place.
Story of Sam's Place, the legend goes that one night while Buck was playing there, one of the patrons got mad and tried to drive his car through the front door of Sam's Place. It was a pretty wild place, but a great song for Buck Owens and his buckaroos. Here's Ray Price once again in one of the standard songs that became a giant for him, written by Harlan Howard, who Buck had mentioned earlier as one of his co-writers in songs like I've Got a Tiger by the Tail. But this was written for Ray Price. In 1959, everybody in the country was singing Heartaches by the Number. Heartaches by the Numbers came out January of 1959 and was a big hit that year for Ray Price, one of the inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Well, I guess no show about Buck Owens would be complete without this next song. One of his great favorites. A lot of people had a lot of fun with this song, but the original was a giant for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. as they were waiting in your welfare line.
I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. Say you're mine. I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw your face, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line.
Give you love that's above and beyond the colorful love and all. Never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the colorful love and love something that money can't buy. Will a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances? Sometimes very few. Though I've got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the colorful love of earth and all. Never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the colorful love of earth. Something that money can't buy.
Well, these are some of the songs that have led the stars to the Country Music Hall of Fame. The late Patsy Montana, Buck Owens at his Buckaroos, Ray Price at his Cherokee Cowboys. We hope you've enjoyed this salute to these three great stars to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame 1996. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are some of my country music memories.
We met by chance, and I knew at a glance that I'd found my destiny. I want to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the colorful love of heaven. I love something that money can't buy.